JC.
Yo.
What are you doing? Where are we?
We're backstage at Mix in Vegas.
What day is this?
I don't know, actually. Monday the 11th?
Sunday?
Yeah. Sunday. No, it's Monday.
It's Monday.
It's Monday.
Monday. Woohoo!
Woo!
Vegas.
Yeah, no, Sunday is over.
So why are we backstage at Mix, and when is the keynote?
I'm backstage because I'm supporting you doing a keynote tomorrow morning.
Right, and supporting me means doing all the work. And then I go and I read the news.
Basically, sure.
Right? It's
no,
like talking
not really.
Heads, right? It's like the guy on ABC News doesn't do anything. He just does sits there and reads the paper.
Yeah, but you're the celebrity, so you know, you deserve all the credit.
I'm the celebrity?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. And you're the personality.
No. You have personality too.
Oh, okay. Well, then you just
I'm just a helper
you're just
guy.
A code monkey.
Yeah.
So we're back here at Mix and we are practicing our demos.
Yep.
And there's all sorts of like scaffolding and
yeah.
And lighting and snacks.
There's not many snacks.
Not a lot of snacks.
So I wouldn't highlight that, but definitely a lot of scaffolding and lights.
All right, cool. And are all the demos run? How are all the demos run? What do they run on? Is it a laptop or do we just take it up on stage?
No, they're a bunch of machine servers that are hosted over there, and everybody usually has a backup and a primary, and so the people on stage use the primary, and then guys like me are using the backup in case something blows up and switch.
Mm-hmm. So how does that work? You're actually doing what I'm doing,
yep.
Mirroring me?
Yep, so you and I have to be in sync and make sure if this IE or VS or anything is going a little too slow for the audience, we do a switch. That way it looks like you're doing it, but it's really... Because you never know, sometimes software gets wonky.
Mm-hmm.
So
like if something horrible happened, like a hard drive failure or power and backup power and extra backup power all died at the same time, you would do what? You would like switch the thing? Thank you.
Well, if backup power died, we're getting power.
I'm just saying, like, you would switch.
We would switch, yeah. So if the server you were running off of to do the demo died,
mm-hmm.
We would switch you over because you're going to be just using... You're going to be essentially remoting into a server.
Mm-hmm, like a virtual machine.
A virtual machine that we can swap on you on the fly.
Okay.
And so we can, if you're the one you're using bombs, then we switch you to the one that is alive and hope that I am at the same place that you were at. So
and then I keep moving the mouse.
Yeah, that way you don't look like a fool.
Have we ever had to do that?
I've done 3 keynotes now and we've had to do it every time.
Are you serious?
One time I had to do it 3 times.
Switch back and forth and back
yeah,
and forth?
Yeah, because the primary, something died, then the backup died, then the primary... Like, those were all software kind of issues.
Mm.
Never had any hardware problems,
okay.
Thankfully.
Is this just Murphy's Law? Like, when you try to...
Yeah.
When you put all the focus and all the energy in the universe on, like,
yeah.
One piece of software, it collapses?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. Because, like, in the breakout sessions I do, I never have issues with software. But, yeah, and you do a keynote and something's going to go wrong.
Have you and I ever done one of these before?
No, it's our first.
And you're telling me now... While we're getting ready to practice, that you had to switch on every...
Well, that wasn't my fault. It wasn't like you're getting...
No, but during the whole build-up to that, I was like, I've done 3 keynotes, and I've never had to switch over to a backup. That's what I was waiting for, and it didn't happen.
Well, I like to think that my trigger finger is really good. Because you're back there, you're just waiting for something to go too slow or something to go wrong, and you switch.
Now, when you say too slow, what do you mean? Like, I want to do something wrong, and you're going to make a judgment call?
No, I mean... You use a feature that I can't mention in VS that
mm-hmm.
you're showing off, and you know sometimes for whatever reason it just goes a little too slow, and we want to give the audience you know the best experience, and also not make the tools look bad because
mm-hmm.
everybody knows sometimes.
So how much of demos and keynotes are faked versus like real? And what I mean by fake is I don't mean like fake like totally fake like a video of a demo.
Like it can't be possible.
But I mean like streamlined. Right? Where it's like, oh, I'm going to drag this thing onto that thing.
Yeah.
And that's not exactly how it works because it involves editing 3 files and updating
yeah.
a registry or whatever.
Everything is fake.
It's all edutainment, is
yeah.
that what you're
saying? Everything is fake in that nothing is actually online. Like, it's amazing the amount of work we do to recreate local copies of everything, including, you know, Microsoft.com.
Twitter.
The entire Azure portal is completely mocked. So... That's to eliminate risk, obviously.
It's not to fake out the audience.
It's not to make it... I mean, the experience is the same. But, yeah, definitely... You know, unfortunately, sometimes when you're doing these keynotes, you realize that there's things that take a couple too many steps than they should. And so Doug Purdy used to always say, don't let reality get in the way of a good story. And so sometimes, yeah, you do kind of fake. Yeah.
To listeners, that might sound really awful or something. Yeah. But like a good example would be like, I don't like it myself in WebMatrix when you hit WebMatrix, when you're on like default.cshtml and you hit F5, and it goes to default.cshtml.
Yeah.
I wanted to go to slash.
Yep.
So I put in some web config rewrite rules to make it go to slash.
Yep.
So that's like three lines of web config, but I think it makes a prettier URL.
Yeah.
That really is totally minor.
Yeah, I agree.
But those things add up.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's one of those things where it is kind of like an integrity issue, you know, and so you as a person have to make the decision of how much am I comfortable with faking and confusing the audience, and is the confusion enough where they're interested? So it's like, wow, how did Scott get that to go to slash? And then they reach out, and now they learn about rewrite rules in IIS.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Maybe it's a benefit, maybe it's not. Yeah. Who knows?
Well, so my plan this keynote is to write up all of the steps, put them on my blog post, and then have it as a draft.
Yeah.
Then when I'm finished, I'm going to walk off stage, and I'm going to hit publish.
Right.
So then they'll actually have all the fake stuff as well.
That's true. Yeah. Yeah, it's definitely hard, because I remember the first keynote I ever did, and I went to the rehearsal, and I spent like 40 minutes doing the dry run because I was treating it like a breakout session.
Mm.
And then I came to realize that a lot of times keynotes aren't meant to educate people. They're meant to, like, inspire them. And so you show them something cool that is possible, but maybe isn't exactly what you just did.
Yeah.
And then they go and dig into it further.
It's like when you see commercials on the TV of, like, a happy couple in Paris, and they've got their smartphone, and it's like, oh, look, beep, boop, 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 boop. Oh, look, we'll have Italian food over here. And like, really, that's not how fast your phone is, dude. And then in tiny text at the bottom, it's like, screen sequences shortened.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yep.
Cool. I'm going to go look at some of these computers over here. I'll be back.
All right, later, dude.
Backstage at Mix. So this is all, here's the snacks. We've got soda. Lots and lots and lots of soda. There's no Red Bull, but there's lots of soda. Coffee and tea. Lots of different machines on racks. These are all the machines and the virtual machines that we're going to use for our demo. We start out by setting up the demo on our laptop and getting it just right. Then we go and we write a script. And then we take that script and we build up a virtual machine. And we put those virtual machines and ship them over here. Some of the demos are on phones, some of the demos are on laptops, some of the demos are on big beefy VMs. There's 1,000 wires on the ground from everything, so you gotta be really, really careful. Then you walk, you don't step on a wire and make something not work. Racks and racks and monitors. This was the demo machine that we were working on, but we were kicked off of it. He's working on his demo. I'm just teasing. We're doing Channel 9 video talking about how keynotes are done. Hey, what's up, Channel 9?
Rock and roll.
So he's working on his keynote demo there. This is called a demo station. So we can go and we can switch between the different machines that are working on the demo. So we're sharing our station with an IE demo. There's Jonathan's boss. He's working very hard on something. Looks like he's very focused. He'll be shocked to find himself on video later. Some strategy meetings going on. So right now, it is 10 in the morning. It's 10 in the morning on Monday. The keynote is actually on Tuesday. So what we're doing right now is we're practicing the keynote. We're going through each demo and each executive keynote, making sure that everything works really well. Everything makes a lot of sense. Everything will not break. Inevitably, something will. Whenever you make an event, one thing always goes bad. And then at 3:30, we'll present our demos in front of Scott Gu, and then we'll get it tomorrow morning at 9. So that's what we're doing. Backstage at Mix.
Whoa! Whoa!